Exactly 10 seconds remaining. Lillard catches it midcourt. Iguodala in front of him. Lillard with the dribble. Comes hard left side. Tries to hold off Iguodala. Stripped and stolen. Andre stolen. He stole it. Steph Curry throws it up at the horn. It doesn't matter. The game's over. Andre Iguodala with the best hands in the business has given the Warriors game two.
And with that, the Warriors are on to Portland for games 3 and 4 of the Western Conference Finals, leading this series against the Trailblazers 2-0. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound. And before Saturday's game 3 in Portland, we've got some of the sounds in the aftermath of the game 2 victory, starting with Jordan Bell, who with 11 points off the bench and tons of energy in the win, joined Tim Roy and Jim Barnett in the postgame.
Jordan, tell me, I mean, it's hard to watch this as an announcer in the final seconds. Please give me your thoughts as you were watching that final play from the sideline.
I think everybody in the building, everybody in the world knew Dame was going to a step back with his left hand. He was on the left-hand side, so we knew it was coming. And Andre has some of the best hands ever, and I told him he should get him insured just in case, but he had those active hands. Andre studies the game. He knew what Dame was about to do. And right when he was pulling up, he put his hand in right at the right spot and got the steal. And that was just a big sigh of relief for all of us.
Jordan, great minutes for you tonight. You're basically scoring at more than a point a minute. Tell us how you were able to manage everything inside and the hustle play. I thought the hustle play you made in the first half to get a rebound that no one you thought could get there, and then it gives Clay a basket.
Yeah. Just play hard. That's the secret to hustle, just playing hard. No matter how tired you are, what's going on, like I fell on the ground a couple times, and I could have used that excuse. I'm saying I was hurt, I was tired. Those falls really hurt, but I'm saying we got a game to win. It's playoffs. You think about all the pain and bruises after.
Well, you found yourself in positions to score, and you didn't back down from it.
Yeah,
you were able to put points on the board. This is obviously a career high in points in postseason play.
Yeah, with the guys we have. There's going to be games where last game they were kind of dropped on our guards, and Steph and Clay were just letting it go from three. So this game they kind of adjusted, brought their bigs up a little bit. We're kind of doubling Steph and Clay when they have the ball, so the paint's wide open. That just put us in. That put me, Draymond, Loon in positions either to make a play or get a basket, and some of the baskets, offensive rebounds, like I said, that's just playing hard.
Jordan, final question for you. I want to you reflect a little bit on your journey this year because it's been tough. You haven't been playing. Now you're back into the flow of things after that game 6 in Houston. And everybody says, you know, be ready and be professional. But we're all human beings. How difficult has it been for you to keep working hard with a smile on your face to wait for your playing time?
A smile on my face is always going to be there no matter what's going on in life. I think I got that from my mom. It's always finding the good in life, even like I said, like you said, when things weren't going for me on the court, you just got to find other things to keep your joy, and I think that's really important, especially for us professional athletes. So, you know, like I said, I just started doing little things, you know, staying in the gym a little bit longer, going there at night, and you know, I treated those times I was in the gym as my game. So, you know, I went super hard and kind of got my game out of that.
Well, go home and talk to your dogs all about tonight.
Definitely talk to Colbert and Prince.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stephen Curry with a game-high 37 points on the night joined Doris Burke on the ESPN game telecast afterwards.
Steph, you guys came out of that locker room at the half a drastically different team. In what way did that happen?
Well, we knew they were going to come out swinging. Consider how game one went and how well we played. We've been playing on our home court as of late. They gave us a great punch and knocked us down a little bit, but we came in, coach challenged us to the half to just compete and have an edge. And that third quarter was unbelievable. True testament of literally everybody taking part in helping us come back and win this game.
14-3 run down the stretch. Draymond and Andre have huge plays. How much of that is about those men and their character?
They know how to win. And they're champions. And look at Andre. Like, offensively, you know, it was a rough game, but he makes the biggest play on defense, and that's what he's celebrating because he knows how important it is to, you know, help us win. Draymond as well, making timely plays. Looney, Garden, CJ, you know, in ISO situations, everybody stepped up. Great win for us.
I can't help but ask, your brother fought defensively. He made big shots. At one point, you had an exchange at the free throw line. Can you describe and share a little bit about that give and take between you?
It was like back in Charlotte. Obviously, he's appreciative of the moment. They put him out there, and he made winning plays. So for us, this will probably be one we'll have the film clip at home, because this is a battle for sure.
Do you have any sympathy for the roller coaster your poor parents are on at this moment?
Not at all. They're blessed. God has blessed them with two sons. Look at them. They're blessed.
They are. Congrats.
And after helping seal the victory with that end-of-game steal, Andre Iguodala talked with Scott Van Pelt as the ESPN coverage continued.
I promise I'm going to ask you some golf questions, because I know you were watching the PGA. I know you were watching it today. How much did you watch? How much golf you watch today?
I was ready for you. I know you were going to ask me what was I thinking about the game tonight, and it was tonight's game was similar to Brooks Koepka's round.
Okay,
Brooks
go.
Said he shot a 63.
Yes, he did.
He said he tied his record.
Uh-huh.
And he after the round, he said to Amanda, he said, there's a lot of room for improvement. He just said the putter was working for him. So tonight I felt like it was similar for us, where, you know, we got a good win, but we feel like we have a lot of room for improvement. So
nothing about tonight was similar to him shooting a course record, because your coach said you stole this game. So how were you guys able to do what you do and find that gear when you absolutely had to have it? Where's it come from?
Well, I just think we've been in a lot of situations, and experience is the best, you know, is the key ingredient for growth and learning from it. So mm-hmm. we've been in a situation many a times, down guys, and then we've had a lot of turnover with our guys coming off the bench throughout the years, and we just keep finding a way to plug in guys, plug them in the system, make them believe in it, and they can just work off each other. You know, earlier I was talking about Quinn Cook making some big shots for us game one. Jonas Jerebko made some big shots for us in game one. They became threats tonight, and there was a lot of attention thrown at them, which opened up Jordan Bell being able to get second chance opportunities, being able to dive down the lane and get some big buckets for us. Same with Kevon Looney, you know, being able to get second chance opportunities and finishing. He's been in my spot when I was at the four with our death lineup when KD was out there, and he's been watching from the bench saying, this is where I need to be.
Right.
When Draymond and Steph going to their pick and roll. So guys are just take advantage of the opportunities that come their way and making the most of it.
Obviously, though, push comes to shove, and it comes down to the play that ends the game. And as I've watched it now several times, how much was the fact that you were able to kind of strip it from him before he took the shot allowed you to get in there where you wanted to be to make the play you ultimately did? Was that a big part of it?
It was, you know. And if you go back to the first half, he drove really hard at me going to his left. And he kind of came with his right elbow like he was going to drive past me. And I kind of retreated just a smudge, and it gave him an opportunity to make a tough three. It was on the same side, on the opposite end of the court. So I knew, you know, he was coming after that. So when he originally came at me with that thrust, I knew, you know, time and score is on my side with us being up three. You know, drive won't kill you. So I was able to withstand that. And then, you know, with my length, I threw him off being able to stand my ground. And I actually got the ball, and he was just – that shows a great ball handler where they can hold you off with one hand and retrieve the ball with the other hand. But I knew it kind of threw off his rhythm a little bit. And I can be aggressive. So, I mean, the situation was on my side as far as not giving up a three.
That's interesting, because I had written down to ask you when you stopped by tendency. So that there's a little bit of tendency there. But still, you're right that time and score are on your side if you foul him on the ground. But if he's able to draw that contact on the way up, then he goes to the line for three, and he's a good enough guy to make him. But it looked to me like all ball. How much, like, is there any fear about a guy that clever at being able to draw contact and get to the line to tie the game?
I mean, for me, it's not, you know, just me being in the league for a long time,
right,
and being in a lot of situations where I'm kind of a strip guy. I've had a lot of conversations with different types of people saying, you know, I didn't know you could strip the ball so well. I might have missed this call. So you kind of can build a reputation. You know, it's still geared towards the offensive player being able to the contact, or if anything's questionable, it goes their way. You know, tie always goes to the offensive player. So. But just being confident in myself. But at the same time, I closed the airspace, you know. And so I was really proactive as opposed to being reactive. When you're reactive, that's when, you know, you get in trouble. So being proactive and taking away that airspace put me in a decent position.
No doubt. And then it's funny, when this happened, we were thinking about, like, there's a finals play with LeBron. You did something similar. You've done, and this is what you do. Like, this is just something that clearly is practiced. It's something you're comfortable with. And I just, in totality, your contributions tonight throughout this playoff run, especially with Kevin down, how do you view your role on a nightly basis and what you're there to provide?
Well, I got to be a little bit more offensive minded. The first two games, you know, Steph and Clay had it going. So I haven't been forced to, but going forward, I know I will have to be. I was a little bit upset with myself tonight, not really getting a good rhythm, but I told myself in the fourth quarter to make some big plays, whether it be in the right situation. Picked up a couple loose balls off of tip outs. Found Draymond and myself got on the same page. I got a backdoor cut for a dunk. Got an offensive rebound off of Draymond's miss and got it to Steph. And he shoots a three, gets fouled for three free throws. So, when the ball's not going through the hoop, you got to find little ways to impact the game. And, you know, I've been around a really long time in basketball years. So you just try to figure out how to help the team win.
And you did just that. Thanks, as always, for stopping by. And enjoy that early wake-up call to watch round two of the PGA Championship, man. Thanks so much.
Oh, for sure. I'll be watching.
All right, right on. Thank you so much. That's Andre Iguodala.
Game 3 against Saturday in Portland, and then Game 4 is Monday. Both games tipping off at 6 p.m. Pacific. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.